You're not the same to draw, sir.
When there is no realization of their nature, one's perception of them is based on confused or ignorant states of mind. Thus they are referred to as bewildered appearances. Though, of course, it's not the appearances that are bewildered, it's the way one perceives them. At that stage, then, one is fettered or bound in confused states of mind, since one hates these externally appearing objects to be real. On the other hand, for those that have realization of the nature of external appearances, these are seen to be illusions. They appear as illusions, at which point appearing objects are an aid to furthering one's realization. Ultimately, external appearances have never truly appeared. It has been said that
Appearing objects have never truly appeared, have never truly come into existence. It has been said, and it has been said that the relationship in terms of the conceptual process, that is in relation to subject and object, then dissolves within the unborn Dharmakaya. So within the unborn Dharmakaya, this mistaken conception
Et ce qui est le cas, c'est que nous avons dit que nous avons dit que nous avons dit que nous avons dit que nous
the stage where there is realization and finally the actualization of their actual nature.
Now,
so, external appearances are the five sense objects.
Since Zoma Yojana was okay, terrorism, Nazo, the Carter, Sena, Zon Tampene, Log Matope, Society with Namla, Dinne, Tripanamare, Tripanama Tela, Namto Kitini, Dambari, Kemba, Latin, De, Shinjin Nam, Dinne, Kimware, Kovari Kimware.
So, at the first stage, there is then an explanation of the way the five sense objects appear to exist to ordinary individuals, ordinary beings that have no realization of the ultimate truth or the true nature of things. In terms of ordinary beings, then conceptual mind takes external appearances to have inherent existence. They take them to exist as real entities. As a result of
which,
beings are bound or fettered in samsara, in conditioned existence. So it is due to a bewildered state of mind or a confused state of mind that beings become fettered or bound in samsara.
Then a melange, melange na na sovati, truta navare, truta nava tela, melange nava na sovati, truta nava na domini sore. In a young melange womaki, but none dog a chamber came by Latin day. Tene malanje kapsoro te donga nato nyon chin chin wale.
Now if one considers dream appearances, appearances are manifestations of bewildered states of mind, states of mind where one's perception is based on ignorance. There is no understanding or awareness or realization of that the dream appearances ultimately are the union of appearance and emptiness. In place of such realization or awareness, there is conceptual states of mind that take dream appearances to truly exist as a result of as a result of which one suffers in the dream, being bound or affected by these confused states of mind that produce suffering.
Deyin to tene tatar ke zungzeng ke nawa na sokwa te trupa nawa re trupa nawa yinpar ngo maishi par denpar kienpe namdo latin te tene kienwa songwa re kare kienwa songwa re
In the present, one also experiences suffering for the same reason as in the dream. In the present, one then perceives different appearances relating to subject and object. Conceptual mind takes these to truly exist. One is not aware of their true nature, that one is bound or centered in samsara or conditioned existence, and one suffers as a result, not having realized their true nature.
Ine nyepa tokpa ne kapsa ta karel se na, tokpa ne kapsa, tokpa na na jaman na, yonan sem te toho sanchar sumpate re. Tokpa na na ne lo ka ton, tokpa na na yorja na wa de kande chagre. Juma tawar chagre. Juma tawar de karre. Jochin te te so sami do na na, ton de tempar mato ka na to ni to re, na to ni to ka na wa re. Na to ni to ka na wa yinba se na, tene, Jumatav nama, nando niso imbisena, yoja nama te, same to drosachar. Same to nalo gomba drosachagre mato, yoja nama teke, king sigamare ka gomare.
Then there is the second stage where there is realization of the nature of external appearances. At this stage, they are seen. Or they appear as illusions. Here there is an understanding or realization of that external appearances are nothing but the outcome of the coming together of a variety of causes and conditions. Thus, external appearances have no reality, have no inherent existence. They are the union of appearance and emptiness. And at this stage, where there is realization of their nature, they are seen to be like illusions. When such realization is present, there is no obstruction or hindrance connected with experiencing external appearances. At that stage, or at this stage, these appearances, in fact, is an aid towards furthering one's realization of the true nature of mind.
When I tapte the malang jana malang mo shibate, nello ka ton tokpan da wala pe jinsen na jana malang mo shibai na. Tene nama tamche mala ngō shepa te tōre. Dai nama shana yang, dai nama te mala ngō shepa tōre. Drao te mala ngō shepa sena nang sanche re mātō mane ngō vito pa māre. Te ngō shepa tō sato. Te jinte nyeje jencha chewe yo nyeje nama shana yang, nyeje nama te ka gogumare karre se na ni je na wa de ji na na dong ni to re na dong ni to a na dong ye mi yin de se na ka gogumare mala ngau che be to se cha de te yin do de ne zu pya de ro re se na wa kan de ji cha ne yang de ne na wa de da mala ngau che be to re ma to kei ma re na dong ni to yin de se na mala ngoi kipe dhore ma to king ma re.
Di se no?
Tene nama te da ka gogo ma re. Mala je nama te, mala ngoi kipa te mayen pe, tene dhore se chen. Te pechin, peche re wa.
This stage is then comparable to what one experiences in relation to external appearances when recognizing a dream for what it is. Now, at this stage, as was said, there is realization of the true nature of phenomena. So, if one takes the simile of a dream, then if there is awareness of that one is only dreaming, then however many appearances may manifest in the dream, these will sustain one's awareness of the dream being a dream. If one, for example, dreams of an enemy, that will, when recognizing that one is dreaming, that will sustain that recognition of the dream. Similarly, if one dreams of a friend that one normally has attachment for, that dream appearance as well will sustain the awareness of that one is only dreaming. So appearances in a dream, in that context, do not obstruct or hinder one's awareness of the dream. It sustains one's awareness or recognition of the dream. Since at that stage one is aware of that whatever manifests in the dream is what one refers to as a mere appearance, meaning that whatever appears has no reality. It is understood that whatever appears has no reality or inherent existence. Therefore, there is no need to try to or attempt to obstruct the appearances in the dream. So whatever manifests in terms of the five sense objects, these appearances, as was said, are not hindrances. They are seen as the union of appearance and emptiness. Thus, they further or sustain one's recognition of the dream or the awareness of that the dream is only a dream.
Tijam Singhara Sanapena Malam Janavati Malam Moshipa Kapsa Malam Janavati Gasona Malam Moshipa Kirati Yangandavari.
One at first is aware of that one is dreaming, and then no dream appearances manifest, that recognition will then subside. The intelligence which recognizes the dream for what it is will then cease, since there is no longer anything to relate to.
Malanje Turjur Jitama Yona Mala Mala Mo Hibatini Malam Malam Turba Turjur Sayala Sobayore Tene Mala Ni Sesona Tene Ni Sesona Tene Malanje Capsa Turjur La Sobatasu Yang Land over the Zoto Maro.
Then there are
Tene Masepa Malanje now and the Gori.
Certain practices that enable one to recognize the dream for what it is, as well as the capacity to change whatever appears in the dream at will. Now, once one has woken up from the dream, this is no longer possible. So that then illustrates that external appearances, when there is realization, are no hindrances. They further one's realization.
Tina mala ngoshi pakaso mala janawa te ngoshi pakirab je trosa songa te kendo. Tene semte ne lo ngosom tu tobe nanjer pata nanjer mina. Tene nawa te ka gogumare nawa te semte ne lo saje tempo gombe trosa chorba am trosa chargre trosa chorba re trosa chargre.
Now, just as the intelligence which recognizes the dream for what it is sustained by the dream appearances, similarly, for yogis and yoginis that have direct realization of the true nature of mind, external appearances are not an obstruction. they further the realization, they further and sustain the realization of the true nature, Mahamudra.
Then Sajja Chimpu Lola, Sim Chim Nelok Tokpa, Nelok Ngun Sum Tu To Na, Nelok Ngun Sum Tu Tokpa Te Jun Chong Kapsu, Jitab Jun Na Wang Ga Mugu Bore. Ga Mugu Bu Jun Sing Karasin, Sim Chim Nelok Satong Yemi De, Satong Yemi De Rangwa Rangki Hipa Kapsu, Sim Satong Yipa Sena, Tene Sirur Jun Na Wang Yang, Satong Jiranta Yipa Sena Ga Gugma.
Now, in the Mahamudra tradition,
same to Nelo Monsum to Tope, Nanjur Pa, Nanjur Ma, Tendu Yina, Tendu Yorke, same to Nelo, Pe, Jun, Nelo, Jun, Joma Kapsonga, Namanga, Go Marte.
So, in the Mahamudra tradition, then in terms of practitioners that have direct realization of the true nature of mind, these practitioners, once such realization has been attained, then practices in order to maintain or sustain that direct realization. At that stage, then, it is taught in the context of Mahamudra that there is no need to try to obstruct the experience of external appearances. At this stage, there is, as was said, realization of the true nature of mind, the true nature of mind being the union of clarity and emptiness. When there is such realization, there is also understanding or realization of that in actual fact, external appearances are nothing but the manifestations of mind. They arise out of the true nature of mind, being the union of clarity and emptiness. Thus, external appearances further or sustain the realization of the true nature.
Dina Zukta Turo is a Nama, Nama Hyargindo. Zukta Turo is a Nama. Kan Kharvati, Ga Makuba Khar Yindo, Zukta Teru Rizan Zimbe, Semji Neluk Satong Nangla, Tini Nyambar Yatama.
So, in this way, there is no need to attempt to obstruct one's experience of any of the five sense objects.
Zukta Teru is a Nama Chetar Chanayang, same Jinelo Satongana, Zukta Teru is a Nama Chari Jimbakabs, the same Satongana Yatogre, same Satongana Yai Jimbakabs, Zukta Teru is a Namangami, the Jagre. They have it over.
So, as there is perception of any of the five sense objects, such a practitioner is able to rest within the true nature of the perceiving mind, being the union of clarity and emptiness. Thus, there is no need to try to obstruct the perception or experience of any of the sense
objects. Jitab Janama, Zukta Teru Reza Lasa, but Jitab Janama Ga Guvire.
That's then in the context
no, Jinjikti Nami Sadevare.
Mahamudra, in the Sutra approach, it is different there when one rests one pointedly within the true nature of phenomena. At that stage, appearances in appearances, external appearances related to the post-meditative phase are then obstructed. It is regarded as necessary.
Karasana chini namjila wangbo yota namrekta nojinjiti namin sese
Now, in the text called Differentiating Phenomena and Their True Nature, it is said that when resting one-pointedly within the true nature, experience of external objects must cease. So, experience of or perception related to the sense faculties, an object, and a sense consciousness, as well as the external universe, then cease to exist when resting one-pointedly within the true nature. As was said, then that is according to the Sutta report.
Deyan penna omara tong dava chiyina yor chuni tuta re chuni tuta je tongwa sum to to de nyabar ya yong du tini nina ngu tuba tham che nopi tsor che chuni ngwa sum to to kore nina ngu tuba tham che na re re na me.
Now, in terms of
the Rantong
approach, then the object of realization is then the true nature of phenomena, which is beyond mental fabrication. Once the perceiver, the meditator, has realization of this, then subject and object merge together. There is no distinction between the two, and at that stage, in the meditative phase, manifestations of external appearances
cease. Tosa sent in the locks at Tom Rete, Tene, Tantanina, a two part time gate, was a sent in the locks at Tobos. Tosa sent in the locks at Tobos. Tesa came to the Taihe. Rere, in a Saturn. Your Dininang to Bangat to call. Then Dolo, the Yorgi Namanoko says one. Rere. Yorgi Namangat to call a muscle. In a Saja Chamber Lolo take over.
Differentiating phenomena and the true nature, as well as the Sutra Tantra Shastra, both belong to the Sutra approach. Now, both in the Mahamudra approach and the Sutra approach, the ultimate object of realization is the true nature of mind, being the union of clarity and emptiness, though, as we saw in the context of the Sutra approach, the union of clarity and emptiness is then realized in relation to a state where there is no perception of external objects, whereas in the Mahamudra approach that is not necessary, namely that there is no perception at all of external objects.
Tene naga lo saja chimbe lo la semje ne lo ngon sum to to be ka so yo je na wan ga ma gu par semje ne lo ngon ne nyam par ya to ba de saja chimbe che chu.
So that's
That's
a particular feature of the Mahamudra approach, namely that as one rests within the true nature of mind, being the union of clarity and emptiness, one perceives external appearances. There is no need to obstruct the perception of external appearances.
Yorte nama zungze nyinanga nama shari jimba kapso vaisala nyambar yatugu yamare. Ten sada chimpu lolo tabare. Zungze nyinanga nama ta yorte nama shari jindo teni sem vaisala jingana yatabare. Sem jine lo ngay sumta to yuna.
Now as we saw in the sutra approach, or according to the sutra approach, it is not possible to remain within a direct realization of the true nature of mind, being clarity, the union of clarity and emptiness, as there is perception of external objects, while there is still perception in relation to subject and object, whereas in the Mahamudra approach, it is thought that one, this is possible.
Taking the same Dongaji Jona Yang, Dongaji Tora, same Dongaji Tora Chick into Dongaji Nelo, we're setting on a yard.
Now, according to the Mahamudra approach, one Dongaji Tora Chick into Kapsu,
Dongaji Nelo,
Lanya
Pashatu, Toga, Toga,
Toga,
Toga, Toga, Toga,
Mahamudra approach, on the other hand, it is thought that one, for example, is able to remain within the true nature, being the union of clarity and emptiness, as, for example, a feeling of suffering arises or manifests. So as the object of perception arises, one is able to remain within its true nature. This way, external appearances are not a hindrance.
They malare pisong kulle. Donga devar kharve de songyore. Donga je ne log le nyambar ya yondu tini de thong.
Now Milarepa has said in one of his songs that I'm happy and at ease since for me suffering arises as bliss. So since Milarepa had realization of the true nature, as suffering arose within him, he remained within the true nature of that suffering, being the union of bliss and emptiness.
Then donga je ne lok de satong re, donga je ne lok satong de ngon som de to na de tong yang.
So the true nature of, for example, suffering is the union of clarity and emptiness. As one remains within these two natures, it is also the union of bliss and emptiness at the same time.
Taking the same content that was in a counter nailok satong and yate gom to it.
So, for example, as anger arises, one then, if there is direct realization of the true nature of that emotion, then one remains within its true nature, being the union of clarity and emptiness.
This and the same thing, Nelo Mursum to Topayina, the New York and now a draws here a madre, Dungat and Yumoyan draws here.
So, in this way, if there is direct realization of the true nature of objects or external appearances,
Mansum the tona. Then you are general draws the Kerva Mazi. Don't add any money to it.
If there is such realization, then the perception of external appearances will further or sustain one's realization, and at this stage, suffering, conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality, and so on, all will further and sustain one's realization.
Tartok tona nang manyung kimin chukur tako songsu. Ta chek kangba nip tama nidin tartok tona ten bari. Tartok tona nang manyung si jute nang manyung wa dan ga manyung wa. Kienga len debar ten bari.
So, then there is the final stage. As was said, at this stage, there is realization of that external appearances have never truly appeared. They have never truly arisen. That points to the quality of unobstructedness.
Penamana janama te, tripanama tela, matopa kapsa dambar himbin chingri, to namala mo china, mo mahipa kapsa dambar himbin nam dok and chingri. Moshina, Manaja now at the Moshiba draws Shagari. Tatoga tona tene, Moshiba ta Mahiba ka la Cheba Yomare, Manaja now at the draw manual but Cheva member.
So, if one again considers dream appearances that then originate with bewildered states of mind, at the first stage, as we saw, these are taken to truly exist, and one at that stage is fettered or bound by bewildered states of mind that produce suffering. At the second stage, as we saw, there is recognition of what is actually occurring. One is aware of that one is only dreaming, and at this stage, then the dream appearances sustain one's recognition of the dream for what it is. Here at the final stage, the third stage, there are no distinctions whatsoever between there being recognition or a lack of recognition. As was said, there is realization of that external appearances have never truly arisen or appeared, thus there is realization of that external appearances are unborn.
Tini cheva meba te a rangin ji cheva am ranga ngô ni cheva meba re ranga ngô ni cheva me na yang yang nang sam ji cheva yore.
So, as was said, that relates to realizing that appearances have never truly arisen. Of course, they come into existence. The
nang san di cheva chi yore jarama. Rang ni cheva yo mare ina nang san di cheva.
You can sopa na ten nang san di cheva.
Re.
So as was said, there is realization of that appearances have never truly arisen, though they do come into existence. Appearances manifest being the outcome of the coming together of causes and conditions, though there is no truly existent arising.
Tene jule, jule kakele, jewa mele tamche chi zere. Jewa mele tamche chi se jete yang tak par ngane jewa yomare. Jewa meba le jewa re se. Tongyin da nama re, tongyin da jewa re shibutana.
So it is said in some tantras that it is out of a state of unbornness that everything is born or arises. That points to the union of appearance and emptiness, As something appears, it is empty. Thus, this statement has been made to point to that.
Ti tan tan do tan nga ke che par che pe che do tene na jo che wa so mla re to song ko chi ji chi ba.
So Rinpoche says he has explained this verse from one of the songs of Milarepa in order to point out the differences between the sutra approach and the tantra approach.
Tene chawa ye ba.
Do you have questions?
Nandong Nitore, Mobotong Bata, Mobotong Yi, the Nama Malam Tang, Jumatabre, Malam Tabre, Pardo Tang, Jeva Samayang, Mome, but Jumatabre, Chendayan Nandong Nitore, Pardo Yan Nandong Nitore, Jeva Samayan Nandong Yemi, the Chiquare.
As has been said, all phenomena lack self-entity, which means they are empty of inherent existence. They are insubstantial and unreal. Now, appearances in this life lack self-entity as well as appearances in the bardo and future life. Future lives, all these different phenomena are, since they lack self-entity, like appearances in a dream, like illusions, they are the union of appearance and emptiness. So this life, the bardo, and future lives, all lack self-entity, thus they are like appearances in the dream like illusions.
Nadong Yemi in Besena, Melange Caps, Joy Nawa Tang, David Nawa Candesiana, Joy Nawa Yang, Nadong Yemi, Joy Tele Jeb and David Nawa Yang, Nadong Yemi. Jumde is now a shag one away.
So in, in a dream there are then various causes that produce dream appearances, the dream appearances being the product or the result. Now both the causes, both the cause that produce an appearance in a dream and the appearance itself being the result, are the union of appearance and emptiness. So there is no difference between the two. Both are the union of appearance and emptiness.
Tehien to malan la tu som je na wa kya gare. Malan malan je de pe malam. Malam to malan je na wa kap so kya wa kap so de pa ta ma wa ba tu som je na wa kya gare. Tene Tatawa, te nando yemi besena malam deyabata, maumbayan dumata.
Now, in a dream, one may dream of experiences from the past, one may dream of the future, and there is experience in relation to the present. Now, if, for example, dream appearances related to the present are the union of appearance and emptiness,
Then dream appearances related to the past and future as well will be the union of appearance and emptiness.
No, then no. Pena Milan to Cho Chile, Garva Milan Tana, Cho Churute, Cho Garva Kavsa, Cho Churute in Depare, Par La Levisa de Mombare, Cho Gargin Bata Tavare, Songa de Nado in. What is it?
Now, if you dream that you're crossing a river, as you're crossing the river, then the riverside that you left when going into the water, that is past, and the other side of the river, which is yet to be reached, is then related to the future. Your present experience then relates to muddling through the water, trying to get to the other side. Anyway. Now all three experiences related to the three aspects of time, past, present and future, are the same in that they are all the union of appearance and emptiness.
So,
past lives are illusion life, future lives are illusion life, present life is also illusion life.
Ah, tell you. Ta,
something about how one instance
Nam to było wycie na czasie sapsi i tu was.
Ojo. Segorcina. Segorcina to kita gdzieś je wale.
Infinite progression, endlessly, into manner, many much smaller units, though. These are so subtle that they cannot be grasped by conceptual mind.
Pena metok and daman dawo, hint samu metok and daman, pata tes tung by yane, yane metok and daman. Trukyotaki singe, dati gavayina, sego cheke to solo pong dogre, tene pata tung by yere, rembe poko yere, in a joko se the half of your mother. Rembe poko visena, truky. Tukitavi Jayona, Segorti Lena Pogre, Tukitavi. Dele Mans a Jayayona, Tene, Tetu Jayon, Tong Dawati Jayona, Tichel for a Tonya. Dele Mans a Tene, Tata Bomke Yona, Yang Bomke Tichel Pondo. Pata Tesiona, Pata Tosiona, Mama Mapo, Sama Ponki Mare, Ti Pata Tong Tong by Eversena, Take it over say. This is a truck of Sagi and a year to the Jay and a year to the Tongi and a year to the Mans and Bomb Lats of Bakati and a year.
Now, if you pile 64,000 petals on top of one another, there will be a small space in between each. Then, if you pierce through these flower petals quickly, they will be pierced through in an instant. So that means this instant can be divided into 64 units of time. Since there being space between each flower petal, it means that there is a progression in terms of piercing through the flower petals. So the instant thus can be divided into 64 smaller units. Now you may pile 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 flower petals, and the same reasoning will be true. However many, the flower petals are pierced through in an instant, and as many petals as there are, that many units of time you will get.
Then it does ever tell a chache kase se jure sena, truke tsaki se jure, se gurjel. Tukitsaki Sejere, Jimsen Karasena, Medok and Dama Tukitsaki, Tijiglan Dandawa,
Now, an instant here is defined as the time it takes to snap your fingers. Now, during that instant, one is able to pierce through 64 flower petals, 100,000 or 100,000. So, therefore, that period of time, this instant, can then be divided into that many smaller units. Now, if one contemplates this example, that will be helpful towards understanding that time in actual fact has no inherent
existence.
In actual fact, time is nothing but a conceptual label that has no reality.
ញីយ៉ាញីឆេនទៅយោរេមឡានតាំងញ៉ាទៅមឡានជាងឡាទៅរិនទៅមឡាទៅយោរេរវ៉ាអកុរបេណាមណែបាទីទុពជីកលិកាពជីយោណាញីមហោបកាប់សហចន្ទជូររងពយោរេញីកុកសុងណាដងាញោទៅទូទៅយោមករេ
So, in actual fact, time is nothing but a conceptual label that has no reality or independent existence. For example, for a person that is very ill, time seems to pass very slowly, whereas for a person that is not ill, time may pass quickly, even though the time that one relates to may be the same. So this also then illustrates that time is nothing but a conceptual label based on one's conceptual experience.
Kahima donga chenpo nasa chenpo tundul tene kap yate ni kokipa hiti yorowa te tuja nam donga jipa. Himi tene ni kokipa.
For example, a person that is very ill may be given an injection so he can sleep. Once he falls asleep, then he no longer has any notion of time and his suffering ceases.
Ti jonsen che karasana, tu namdo katakpa yinba jonsen che karasana,
When one thinks of the future, it seems that Maungpa
Rinpo.
Now, when one thinks about the future, it seems very distant. That then, again, is nothing but a conceptual label. To have the experience of the future as something far away in the distant, since in actual fact it doesn't even exist. Not a single moment of it has yet manifested. So it's merely a conceptual label.
Actually, that I was thinking about, like they say that the senses within one instant, the senses works, cannot work at the same time. Like you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot taste at the same time, because it only does one thing at a time. But like that, within one instant, can you say you explained last year?
What?
Simultaneously within one instant?
Let's say if within one instant you can have that many. So it is explained that you cannot, you don't see it. We think that we see and hear and taste or whatever at the same time, so actually we don't.
Yeah.
But the inner, yeah. Make those the ball at the time, because of the age, they give a cup, they need to go on. They say, well, they might have to check out the chair.
Yeah.
Make zong ziba la ta yin ba kap so zong le hyok chen bo te na tan dan de zong le sa be zong ka nam to den ge yore dra yin nam to den ge ma re nam to ten ma de re re de to ko ma re
well
de nyam de de to ko ma re
in actual fact sense consciousnesses may simultaneously perceive an object. For example, as the eye consciousness perceives a form, the ear consciousness simultaneously can perceive a sound. Though, first, in the process of perception and conceptualizing what is perceived, first, the sense consciousness perceives its object, then the mind consciousness at first non-conceptually registers the perceived object. Immediately after that the mind consciousness conceptually labels what it perceives. So when in terms of perceiving a form, then, that means the mind consciousness thinks this is a form. So at that point, one conceptually identifies what is perceived. Now that process of conceptually identifying an object can only occur one by one. Two objects, a form and a sound, can simultaneously not be conceptually identified, though they can be non-conceptually perceived
simultaneously.
So, again,
this way.
There can simultaneously be non-conceptual perception of different objects of the in relation to different sense consciousnesses, but the mind consciousness cannot conceptually identify two objects of different consciousnesses simultaneously.